And this is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Over a decade after the launch of the war in Iraq, one troubling legacy is clear: persistent high unemployment among veterans. Veterans who served in Iraq or Afghanistan, or in many cases both, have an unemployment rate about 3% higher than the national average, sometimes higher than that. Unemployment among post-September 11th veterans has been a persistent problem despite various public and private sector programs to put them back to work. If this is a problem that you've had to face, or are trying to make this happen for you now if you're a returning vet, tell us about your transition back into the workforce. Who helped you along the way? What advice do you have for others? Give us a call. The number is 614-8977. You can also email your comments to thesource@tpr.org or go to the comments section on our website at tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, Robert Cano, he is the Director of Client Services for the American GI Forum. Mary Batch is the HR Assistant Manager for Toyota Motor Manufacturing Texas. And Kara Hill is the owner of Hill Brothers Construction and Chair of the Greater Chamber of Commerce Group on Veterans Employment. Welcome to The Source.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let me ask you, Robert, over at the GI Forum, can you kind of describe the problem? Because, you know, it's my impression of the veterans I've met who have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan have seemed, you know, like the kind of people that I would want working for me. They seem very capable, and they've certainly are, you know, responsible and can do amazing things.
Absolutely, David. The veterans that have been through so much training, and including developing their leadership skills, developing discipline. I think some of the issues with some of the most recent returning veterans is how do you apply what you've learned to it's almost a different culture. In the military, I'm a U.S. Marine. We, as Marines, know we are definitely a different culture, and trying to adapt to a civilian job environment is a little bit different. Some of the common issues obviously are, you know, resumes and how do you interpret your military skills to civilian skills, interviewing skills. Some folks are so energetic. How do you tone it down a little bit and still not lose that energy, when it comes to veterans, you know, we're all individuals. Everybody's got their individual things that they have to overcome. But for the most part, younger veterans, especially whose unemployment rate is up to 20%, I think the transition is a little bit more intense for them.
So, Kara Hill, over you're working with the Greater San Antonio Chamber of Commerce, working on veteran employment, and y'all are part of a special program called Got Your Six. That's a national program, is that right?
Yes, it is. And we actually did a survey of our chamber membership earlier this year, and 76% of the business respondents said they wanted to hire veterans but did not know where to find them and how to find them. So we found the Got Your Six program. You can learn more at gotyoursix.org, but it's a national program that is partnership between the White House Joining Forces Initiative and all of the major talent studios in Hollywood. And essentially, it's a public awareness campaign to raise awareness across our community, across our entire country, that veterans are really civic assets. And so communicating about jobs and housing and the things that they need to really be successful in their transition home. So as part of that, we're doing Got Your Six Week here in San Antonio to raise awareness about veterans' issues and help the civilian community understand a little bit more about the veteran culture and military culture and try to demystify some of the stigmas that might be out there.
And San Antonio is the only city that has partnered with Got Your Six, is that right?
Yes, sir. We are the very first. And so we've had some ongoing discussions with Got Your Six. They've been very, very excited. They're wanting communities to step up and do more from a grassroots level. And so we were very excited to be the very first.
So we would be the model that other cities would copy. If we can make it work here, we're kind of going to put the pathway for folks. So there's probably a lot of enthusiasm, exuberance, like, hey folks, let's make this happen.
Absolutely. We're very, very excited. Our first event that we had on Saturday, it was a mega benefits fair hosted by SACV, and we actually had a visitor from the Pentagon there. saying when they briefed the White House, they consistently mentioned San Antonio as a model. Our model certainly isn't perfect, but other communities across the country are really, really struggling. So hopefully we can be a model.
All right, let's go to the phones. Kathy wants to join the conversation. Kathy, welcome to The Source.
Thank you very much. We have a nonprofit organization. We do Horses Helping the Handicapped, or AAA Equitherapy, out in Pipe Creek, about 30 miles from San Antonio. And we've employed three veterans. One is an instructor now. Another one is an instructor candidate, and he works with the Wounded Warriors. And then the third one came to us through something called the Mission Continues, which is hard to get into, but by golly, once you're there, they pay for the first few months until you've established yourself or learned a new skill or something. And so many of these guys coming back have wonderful leadership skills, absolutely fabulous. So if they if they can apply for a job with organizations that deal with children, especially those who have who are at risk or have problems, they are really going to be head and shoulders above anybody else who's applied.
Well, that sounds like a great job, to working with horses, with young children, and in Pipe Creek, which is gorgeous.
Yes.
All right. Well, Kathy, thank you for your comments. We appreciate that. So she's found great success in hiring veterans. And so that sounds like a story that other people would be able to, you know, run with. Mr. Cano from GI Forum, any reaction to that?
No, I think you'll find that most employers who do employ veterans are very happy. San Antonio is Military City USA, and I think, you know, we're way ahead of our other metropolitan areas across the country when it comes to employing veterans and having and advocating for veteran issues.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. Kenny is on the line. Kenny, welcome to The Source. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Real quick, 15-year Army veteran, came back from the Army a year ago. I had a baby that was just born, and I needed WIC as well as unemployment and to help get back on my feet. And I think the Texas guidelines need to be changed. Because they went immediately to the last paycheck stubs that I had acquired. And obviously I had income when I was in the military, and then when I got out, I didn't have any income. But at the same time, they used those stipulations to make the decision if I needed it. So I didn't get it.
Okay, and did you get a job, sir?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I went to the GI form, and also had help through them, but I was not successful through a program that they sent me to for the same reason. They looked at my previous income, and they said because of my prior, that I had made
okay.
too much money in prior income.
And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. We're talking about veterans coming back from serving the nation, often in Afghanistan or in Iraq, having problems getting back into the workforce. There's a special effort being made in San Antonio called Got Your Six. It's a national program that San Antonio has partnered with. I'm sorry we had to cut off that caller. We just ran out of time. It was really hard for me to cut him off because he was talking about his experiences, a lot of challenges. He said he did get a job at Toyota, and Toyota has made a special effort to work with returning veterans. Mary Batch is here she's with the Human Resources Assistant Manager from Toyota Manufacturing Texas. Mary, tell us what y'all are doing.
So some of the things that we're doing is we're actually recruiting, specifically targeting veterans based off of their capabilities and their skill sets that they actually have had in the military. We know that they can transition right over into our fast-paced manufacturing floor. So some of the things we're doing is that we take special care in those resumes that we know that aren't not always perfect. So we'll go in there and we'll align it, look at their MOS, because under the Freedom of Information Act, we can go in there and see what type of...
What do you mean, MOS?
Military Occupational Specialty.
Yeah.
Okay, Military Occupational Specialty.
So we're able to go in there and align, look at those skills, look at their training that they had in the military, and see if it aligns with the capabilities that we need to have at the plant for that.
Because y'all do your own training. You walk in the door, you're going to train them from zero anyway.
A lot of times we do. For production team members, we do that. For our multi-skilled maintenance team member, they do need to have some sort of technical background before they come to us. but they're not truly multi-skilled. So we have a partnership with Alamo Colleges, and for each person that we hire in that facet is 680 hours at the community college that we put them through, which equates to about $15,000 of investment in education alone in the first year.
So why veterans? Why is Toyota committed to helping veterans?
Well, that's a good question, because with veterans, we find that they actually align with our core values. So we have our own Toyota way and our core values, and some of them are the challenge. And we found that veterans know firsthand about determination, the optimism, self-reliance, and the acceptance of responsibilities and competition. Also, Kaizen, which is our continuous improvement, going in and making improvements. They're well-trained in specific skills and abilities to adapt to constantly changing environmental conditions. A lot of times I learned that out in the front lines, and know what it means to be accountable for valuable human and material resources.
So it seems like once you put the investment into these men and women, you got to make sure everybody realizes that we're talking about both genders here who are coming back.
Yes, we are.
And that the payoff is there.
Absolutely. It's a very diverse workforce, and it's a very rich resource for us.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Mike is standing by. Michael, welcome to The Source.
Yes, I went to four-year university. I got done with it in 2012, and it's been all this time. I finally got one job, but, I mean, I've applied all over the place, you know, at universities, at large companies here in town, and nothing. You know, hundreds, literally hundreds of applications. I just think that's you know, if you're a veteran and you fought for this country, I mean, you know, the workforce kind of owes you something. You know, the free market here, it owes veterans something. And I just think it's ridiculous that you have to look this long and interview after interview and you just get turned down. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing on veterans. You know, that shouldn't happen at all to veterans. That's my comment. You know, I finally did get something. I think I'll probably start next week. But
well, good.
It's just ridiculous that you have to look this much and hundreds of jobs and jobs, you know, and be turned down. I mean, especially after you've gone, and I'm an Iraq, Afghanistan vet. I'm a disabled vet. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. So, you know, but I finally got something. So
all right, Mike.
Hopefully it'll turn out good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to you, and thank you for your service. Well, I mean, Mike's expressing his frustration, but, you know, we are in a tight economy, and everyone who is looking for work is having trouble finding work, even here in San Antonio, where we're doing probably better than most places across the country. Is that something that you've heard, Mr. Cano, from the GI Forum, this level of frustration that people think when they get out of the service that there's going to be a job waiting for them?
Well, absolutely. A lot of vets who come to us, they've been unemployed 6 months, a year, or more, and quite frankly, you know, the self-confidence is shot, and our case managers have to spend some time building back up, make them understand, look, you've got the skills and abilities. The sometimes the issue is veterans are a little bit hesitant to look for help. You know, we are proud, and we think we can do it on our own, but there's resources out there that are there to help. You know, organizations like ours, Texas Veterans Commission has veterans employment representatives. There's help out there, folks, you know, to review. Sometimes maybe it's just something simple on the resume or a couple of things that need to be tweaked on the resume. You know, are you building your resume for the specific job you're applying for? So, you know, while that's one of the big realities that gets slapped in our face is that, you know, you think that, yes, veterans should get a job, but the reality is businesses, organizations, they're going to do what they think's best for them. But we have to make them see that this veteran's best for them. And one of the tangible things that many employers may not know is that they get a tax break. They get a tax break when they hire a veteran. You know, an independent, you know, they, it could be if they're a disabled veteran, like the gentleman said he was, they could be a higher tax break. So there's tangible benefits also to employers hiring veterans.
So hiring vets makes sense in the sense with the dollar signs instead of the S's. That's the name of a panel that the Chamber, Greater Chamber of San Antonio, is hosting tomorrow. And can you tell us a little bit about that, Kara Hill, because you're working on that?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be going over some of the statistics and positive attributes that veterans have that they can contribute to the business community, and hopefully educating the businesses about the talents and skills that veterans bring to the workforce, so that next time they see a mic walk through their door, they can recognize some of the assets that are on there. So we'll be going over statistics, also employers that have had great success in bringing veterans into their workforce in a targeted way, and then also have some resources there for businesses like the Texas Veterans Commission and the resources and incentives that are available to businesses as well.
The number to call to join the conversation, 614-8980. And so a lot of the veterans, they went from school, like high school, they graduated from high school, they enlisted, they were in the military for a number of years, they come out of the military, they never really had that in-between first job, maybe working at a Subway or some other place like that can get people trained into how to work a job. So they never really had that experience. Is that a problem that, you know, that we've seen, Kara?
From our business perspective, it has not been the case. People seem ready to jump right in. You have a lot of responsibilities when you're in the military. I mean, your first job is often to cover the life of the person next to you. So we haven't necessarily seen a lot of that in our case, but that might be different from other people's perspective.
Over at the Toyota plant, Mary Batch, when you hire veterans, how well do they, you know, get along with everyone else? Or is it a problem, you know, and do they start climbing the ladder?
Well, they absolutely do a wonderful job when they're there at the plant, and we do have some that are getting into the leadership role. So just in the last 2 years, we've hired 38 veterans just in the maintenance field alone, and we have them moving up to team leader and group leader positions, which is just climbing that ladder right up, and them showing their leadership skills. It's just amazing on how well they work in our environment.
Okay, back to the phones. John wants to join the conversation. John, welcome to The Source. And John, are you there? And one last check. Okay, John? All right. Well, John says he says it is harder for older veterans to get back into the workplace. Mr. Cano from the GI Forum.
We see veterans of all age. Obviously, you know, there's still, you know, Vietnam era veterans, Gulf, First Gulf War. We see the whole spectrum of veterans in ages. So, yeah, it's tough, and sometimes it's especially tougher for the older veterans. They may have had a successful civilian career and then have been laid off, whatever the case may be, and have to change, you know, at the age, you know, in their 40s, 50s, which is a difficult change.
Okay, I think John now is able to join us. Now, John, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Great. No, I was just simply wanted to express the frustration similar to the previous caller, younger veteran from what I can tell who is disabled. I myself have a 10% disability, but I'm an older veteran. I'm 60. The other thing, too, is I have a PhD, and it is surprising how many times you get message back says, thank you for applying. We've selected someone else. It seems quite obvious that the issue is age at that particular time. It's not a job seeker's market. It's an employer's market. They can choose who they want. And although they might say that you can't discriminate on age or other factors, it's quite evident that that's taking place.
All right, John, thank you for those comments. And I'm going to go real quickly to another caller. Andrea wants to tell us her story. Andrea, you're on The Source.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a female veteran. I'm actually also an active duty military spouse. My husband is stationed here in San Antonio, and I've had a hard time finding a job locally because all the jobs that would apply my skills require a clearance. And so I actually ended up finding a job in California, but because we couldn't get my husband's active duty orders to line up out there, I had to quit and move back home here because we have family issues that we have to address, child care, so on and so forth. So I really appreciate you putting on the show because it really highlights a lot of the complex issues that veterans are facing, and I'm really grateful that you guys are showcasing some of the solutions that are being offered, like Watch Your Six. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Andrea, thank you for your call. Appreciate that. So she's seeing it from both ends, both as her service to the military and then as a spouse of an active service member and having a tough time making it. So what can we tell her, you know, Kara Hill, owner of Hill Brothers Constructions? You hire veterans and also working with the Greater Chamber. What's the story? What's the message?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I think the message is there's a disconnect. There's a disconnect between people that want to hire and people that are out there looking. And so part of the takeaway for Got Your 6 Week is the creation of a Veterans Leadership Council where businesses will come together. Hopefully it will be a collective community resource with everybody engaged so that folks can so that veterans that are looking for work can find it easier. We just need to close that communication gap, I think.
The big message that you told me, you know, about the tax break for employers who hire veterans, that needs to get out there. People need to know about that.
Absolutely.
If there's going to be a good reason to hire one person over another, and if it's a tie, then, hey, use that, okay? Well, thank you so much for joining us here on The Source. And I want to thank Robert Caro, Director of Client Services, American GI Forum, Mary Batch of Toyota of Texas, which you hire veterans, a special program, Kara Hill, the Greater Chamber of Commerce Group. Thank you so much. This is The Source. We'll be right back.